Welcome back to the Bushnell Project and Making Marriage Great. What an amazing day yesterday is. A lot of us got out and voted. That's always a good thing when a lot more of us get out and vote than normal. So congratulations, America, for doing that. Talking to husbands, trying to make us men, more godly men, better husbands. And so we're looking at our spiritual health, and this month we're going through Proverbs. And we're in Proverbs 7 today. And this reads like a story, so let me just read this a little bit about this guy who's looking out his window, and starting partway through verse 6, I have looked out through my lattice, and I have seen among the simple, I have perceived among the youths, a young man lacking sense, passing along the street near her corner, taking the road to her house, in the twilight, in the evening, at the time of night and darkness, and behold, the woman meets her, dressed as a prostitute, wily of hair. She is loud and wayward. Her feet do not stay at home. Now in the street, now in the market, and at every corner she lies in wait. She seizes him and kisses him, and with bold face she says to him, I had to offer sacrifices, and today I have paid my vows. So now I have come out to meet you, to seek you eagerly, and I have found you. I have spread my couch with coverings, colored linens from Egypt, Egyptian linen. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let us take our fill of love till morning. Let us delight ourselves with love. For my husband is not at home. He has gone on a long journey. He took a bag of money with him. At full moon, he will come home. With much seductive speech, she persuades him. With her smooth talk, she compels him. All at once, he follows her as an ox goes to the slaughter, or as a stag is caught fast, till an arrow pierces its liver, as a bird rushes into a snare. He does not know that it will cost him his life. What a vivid story that the dad is telling the son here. And so for your young man, for any man out there just realizing that there are those who want to entrap you, they want to ruin you. What they lead to is destruction. But they know how to persuade you if you're not careful. They'll persuade you by capturing your eyes, and then they'll persuade you with what they say. And they lure you in like a trap brings in that bird, a snare, right? So for us to be on the lookout, realizing that regardless of who you are, there may be those out to get you. And maybe it's not so much just to get you. That is all they know. So a real man of God can see that, can walk away from it, can run away from it like Joseph does in Genesis when Potiphar's wife tries to seduce him and he runs from the house. And so we must be wiser with our steps, with our eyes, with what we're looking at. And Proverbs 7 has a lot of warning to tell us to get out of there, get away from there. Do not be like this simple-minded man. So what if she wants you? Don't be flattered by that. Be repelled by that. That is from the enemy. That is not from God. That is not godly. That is not going to make you a great husband. That is not going to make you a great man. That is definitely not going to make your marriage great. So we must run from these things. And we must raise our daughters and our sons. Our daughters not to be this kind of woman. And our sons to know that these women exist and to be careful. To run from them. To be cautious from them. And so just as we continue to march through November and Proverbs and continuing to encourage you guys to be in God's Word. And if this month you're in Proverbs, that's awesome reading through that. To keep digging in, let God's Word minister to you. To take heed to the warnings and to look at what is the proverb saying. It ends here, her house is the way to Sheol or to hell, going down to the chambers of death. All right, her house leads to death. What a tragedy for all those that have fallen prey to that, right? But our God is a redeeming God, a forgiving God, a merciful God. If you've been down that road and you're hearing this, I would call you to cry out to God for mercy, to ask God to open your heart to Him and to receive forgiveness and to walk forward in the life that He has for you. God bless you guys. Talk to you soon.